Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, their junk offerings was not all there was to it. That was a reflection of their heart. And God's always looking at the heart. And you'll see that in these next verses. Keep going, verse 11. My name will be honored by the Gentiles from morning till night. Around the world, they'll offer sweet incense and pure offerings in honor of my name. For my name shall be great among the nations, says the Lord Almighty. You begin to see, how many remember the Lord said, those that honor me, I will honor. And honor includes the idea of valuing something, esteeming something weighty and precious and important and valuable. And if you honor him, you think of him and treat his things this way. What you honor is what you value. Keep reading. But you dishonored and you say that my altar is not important. And you're encouraging people to bring cheap, sick animals to offer to me on it. Now, notice this next verse. You say it's too difficult to serve the Lord and do what He asks. Did you hear that phrase? It's too hard. That's just asking too much. It's too hard. It's too difficult to serve the Lord. The message says it like this. You say, I'm bored, and this doesn't do anything for me. The New Living says, it's too hard to serve the Lord. He said, what King James says, what a weariness it is. Wears me out. And you snuff at it. One translation says, you let out your breath. We know what that means. What does that mean? I gotta go to church again. Offering time again. not smart. The Lord is angry. He's very displeased with this kind of heart and attitude. I've had people look at me and say these very words. It's just too hard. I've had people that were helping me in the ministry look at me and say, it's just too hard, and leave. Quit. Leave the ministry. Go out into secular work. And on this one occasion, this has been years ago, this one individual I'm thinking about looked me in the eye and said, it's just too hard. It's too hard. I saw there's no need for me to try to talk them out of it. They got their mind made up. And so I prayed over them best I knew how. On the way back in my car, I'm asking the Lord for mercy. And I said, Lord, I don't understand that. What? It's too hard. I don't understand that. Help me to see. And I got as much clarity today as I've ever had on it. You know why it was so hard? Because of wrong values. Can you see here, they're not valuing God's offerings enough to even bother bringing anything that's worth anything. And because of that, they find it laborious. And they find it hard. And it's not because it was so hard to do what the Lord asked them to do. Why is it so hard for them? Because they don't value Him and His things enough. And they value something else too much. Remember, Paul talked to... Do you think Paul's ministry is a good ministry?
Yes.
Do you think if you'd have traveled with him and heard the preaching, it would have been impressive and amazing?
Yes.
And the miracles?
Yes.
And the signs and wonders? Do you know there were people that traveled with him that left him?
Yes.
He said, Demas has forsaken me. Why? Having loved this present world, he found it too hard to continue with Paul in the ministry. Why? Because he didn't love it enough. He didn't love the things of God, the Word of God, the people of God. He didn't love God enough. He loved the world. There were some things that had his eye that he wanted. And when you say, it's so hard for me to serve God, it's not so hard for you to serve God. You love something else too much. Because when you love God enough and you love his things enough, you can go through stonings and shipwrecks and call it light affliction. Right? When you don't love God, the least little inconvenience is too hard. This is just so hard. I just have to give up so much for Jesus. That is a dud sacrifice. That's a diseased animal that he doesn't accept. In order for it to be acceptable to him, it has to be, what kind of giver does he love? Anybody know? It has to be in joy and gladness and willingness, right? When they're saying it's so hard, it's so hard to serve the Lord. What a weariness it is. Oh, God, help me. This is so hard. It's not so hard. You just are longing for stuff you need to cut off. You want to go back to Egypt. Go to Hebrews, please. The 11th chapter. Thank you, Master, for light. Thank you, Lord, for truth. Thank you, Lord, for revelation. How many understand I did not figure this out? The Lord gave it to us. Hebrews 11 and 24. You'll see that it's always been about making the right choice. From Adam and Eve, what was it about? Was it about making the right choice? Did they? No. Elijah said, how long halt you between two opinions? God's God, go with him. Baal's Baal, go with him. I mean all the way down. Jesus, did he struggle day to day in his commitment to the Father? You ever read about him saying to the apostles, y'all pray for me today. I'm struggling with my faith. I want to serve God, but it's just so hard. You know why? Because he lived to please the Father.
Right.
He's already counted the cost.
Right.
He's counted the cost to the point there is no price too high to pay.
Right.
He's willing to go all the way to pay it all down to the last drop of blood.
Right. Yeah.
And glad to do it. Glad to do it. And I'm going to know we are made in his likeness and image. And we got that same love in us. And we got that same spirit of faith on us.
Come on,
are you listening? Can we live the same way? We don't have to mourn. We don't have to cry. We don't have to talk about how hard it is. We can go through virtual hell on earth. Getting this job done, beatings and stonings and shipwreckings and snake bites, and we can say, it ain't worthy to be compared. I'd do it again and twice as much. Why? Because this is over in another minute. Right? I want you to see somebody who did make the right choice, and he's in Hebrews 11 as an example of making the right choice. Moses. When he was come to years, what did he do? Refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, that's another way of saying Pharaoh's grandson. And boy, in those days, you talk about a disparity between the rich and the poor. They lived on different planets, almost. Right? I mean, if you were part of Pharaoh's family, you didn't even wash your own hands hardly. I mean, rich doesn't describe it. But he refused that. Why? Choosing. Everybody say choosing.
Choosing.
Did he make a choice?
Yes.
Did it cost him something?
Yes.
But did it pay?
No.
It cost and it paid. Choosing what?
Suffering.
He chose suffering. He chose dust. Lots of it. And griping, grumbling folks. And heat. And cold. And pressure. He chose it. Over the marble palace. And fast chariots. And faster women. He could have been partying for decades. And he's out on the backside of the desert, believing for enough water for everybody not to die, believing for wisdom to deal with this bunch. Huh? This is the life he chose. Did it cost him? In some natural things. He chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. He was right there at the top of the ruling class of Egyptians. He could have hid his Hebrew birth and heritage. He could have wiped it away and just been Egyptian and fabulously wealthy and powerful. Hebrews were slaves, treated like animals, and worse, no rights, no citizenship, no rights, no wealth, no security. And he chose that. Everybody say chose. To suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Every one of these words is significant, isn't it?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.